one is this one was inspired by one of the pamphlets in one of my prescriptions. So it's called Prescription Leaflet for Living Abroad. Living abroad is composed of plane ticket 30%, uneasiness 20%, housing issues 20%, adventure 15%, loneliness 15%. It is prescribed for individuals without a sense of belonging. It is generally effective after 2 to 4 months. Please speak to a friend if you experience increases in uneasiness and loneliness. Side effects include anxiety, insomnia, irritability, sense of belonging, refining, or learning your capability. In rare instances, a once-in-a-lifetime chance recognizing compulsion and depression aren't, for you, rare events. For more information, visit your nearest airport or train station. Ask for the next available trip to learn more about this sensation.
Thank you, Simon. Next up is Linda Ibbotson. Hey.
A new one inspired by religion, politics, and death. So if you weren't depressed before, then you might be depressed now. I Am Lost to the World by Mahler, inspired by Mahler. He's the Rockhart leader, beautiful cello, piano piece. I read the morning news. There is a prayer stuck in the throat of the holy dove. A revolution in the dark corridors of the bourgeoisie, where limp shadows hang like red velvet drapes. There are hands full of bloodshed that pull down the night so nothing can be seen. When the sun rises, it is broken, and death appears on the wind. I press my ear against an empty space. Listen to the bones of the dispossessed howl. Listen to the flesh of lovers pulling this way and that, and the morning smells of deceit. Sometimes I cannot hear the sound of my own voice, as if it is severed on the edge of some place I would rather be. When I look in the mirror, I saw a grave where my mouth used to be.
Carpenter had been careless with his carving. This piece of work, left bereft, an unseemly sight, starved of the craft required to complete a masterpiece. Its intricate patterns spattered with coarse, splinter-filled scars of neglect. It was a dangerous piece of work. Painful pricks would surely inflict the sharpest pangs in the same old victims. We have seen this pattern before. Chop it, flatten it some more. A rugged and ragged piece of work required an understanding sanding, but its corners, jugged and jagged, whispered of wicked pricks and demanded another chorus. Chop it, flatten it, and flatten it some more. Its patterns mattered not. Its splinters settled the score. Thank you.
Thanks, Owen. Next up is Cedric Bicon.
The Stranded Time Traveler. No one held his hands. No one took him there. To this room, which the curtain was drawn over the window, giving onto the street. The dim light made the space timeless, thus him a trespasser of time. He knew where he was going, where to look, in which drawer. His mother had stored all of her treasure. He pulled the handle toward himself, risked his hand inside, frisked the content until, from the touch, he found it. He then pulled his hand out with the loot and pulled away out of her room, back to his. When he loosened his fingers, there it was, the prize, a pocket watch with engraved shell. Curiosity was the reason of his betrayal, knowing what was that object she cherished. It had made his world revolve until this steel, and now those hands were standing still, leaving him stranded in disappointment, unable to turn around time to the moment before his great mistake. He would have to go back to the room, to the drawer, and just as sneakily as before, correct this error.
Thank you, Cedric. Next up is Elaine Lombard.
Inevitability. Age has come upon me. And was I blind as I could not see its claw around my naked eyes? A sudden glance of realization, naturally alerting the imagination. Internal youth conflicting the exterior, attaining wisdom through the progression of life. Frequent reminiscing of past memories and futuristic impending plans to fulfill the remaining stages. Uncertain of when we will desist into the abyss. Subconscious fear, but non-verbalization of the known fate. Although the acquiring wisdom confirms to us of the value of our lives, still requiring an element of surprise to keep us in the elation of our lives and not get into strife or feelings of isolation.
Notebook. It's from the Blarney Historical Society, a local history project. Shawnee crouched behind the bush next to the bypass. He could see the lone guard about 10 metres up the road, pointing his speed camera at the oncoming traffic. Creeping forward, he emptied the petrol can in through the open passenger side window, threw in a lighted rag and legged it through the bushes towards the back road where the lads could collect him. Garda Tom O'Flynn looked on confused as a line of approaching traffic began blowing horns and flashing headlights, drivers and passengers pointing and gesticulating. He turned and looked back up the road to see his brand new patrol car burning and then bursting as its petrol tank exploded and the tyres blew out.
Actually, the idea is a couple of years old. When you have Asperger's, and when someone seems to pay a lot of attention to you, you tend to actually accidentally fall in love with them. Oh. And it's not there. It's not no one's fault. Like, and that's the sad thing. So this poem is written. It's two poems written parallel, but I read the one that's finished, and they're both supposed to be based on two perspectives. And there's a lot of metaphors inside here, but it's just an interesting perspective. When Miss Norm dropped you from her egg carton, you fell in a splat. But that's okay, she said it was special fall, and that's all. Not to worry, she knit you into a basket of warning signs and popped you on an ashtray to protect you. You stayed here in the surroundings of familiarity, maze through dense eggs, all different and changeable, and between them you found her, and you fall in love with her. You love her, because she's proof that you popped, but maybe a little late, or unheard, or in your own way. Say, I am sorry you have to go, and I misinterpret all, but I can still love you, an egg trapped in the planet of thorns. Thank you. There's a parallel that will come soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Philip. Next up is Charles Clark.
No party songs. A notice on the border pub. You know you were in County Donegal. Country of the O'Donnells, Niall Garrove and Red Hugh and their Scots wives, of McGlinchey, Redshanks McSweeney, and Long Dan McGettigan, the bishop. Parents keep their children up late and crowd the public bar on Sunday evenings. They need big men to plead their cause with Brussels about fish and Dublin about everything else. They are hospitable, most genial, and they find the modern world rather difficult.
In a sound eye, your heart is full of light. At a remove from dissociation from the beloved. Stable black coffee sings in a miniature box. Anxiety from separation still cute as a white. A regular ray lighting not mattering in this crash. Sitting alone in classrooms above it all. Appropriate poison where one is in gender. Never left alone, suffering for artifice. Hospital never sent them, like the radio, to miss DJ's voice you only would hear. Excavating the flowers to someone else's liking. A stinging cold is now a savior. Crying over dark, asking for it all. Local history bedevils the situation well. Drawing obligations to defer of will. Slightest trace of vanity cornered to rest. I can never exist this, crying to brass tacks. Quizzical redemption neatly deals with glory. Readily swapping points for a show of affection. Remaining quiet in the future of paranoid doubt. Not enough for vodka, enough for catcalls. Court's greatest hits at bridge not far enough. The returning to the fold, probably a worse option. My lips magnificently turning over and disappear indeed. Thank you.
I still miss someone. In the midnight hour, sweet cocaine, coffee, and whiskey in the jar. of me running back to my love for you, singing me and Bobby McGee in the band back home in Indiana. And I imagine sailing on a white dove, where I see what love can do, how high the moon, when happiness is drumming in my heart, and once more visions of faces, people, places, carry you back to the good times. And I truly understand, when sitting on top of the world with you, I feel like dynamite. I want to tell you, you are my sunshine, that you are all I ever wanted. I want to tear down the walls and cry the pain of my heart is too hard to handle. I want to tell you, I want to stop wondering why you don't love me, why all the good times are past and gone, why a million black clouds feels like a road leading home, why when it's all too much and I just can't keep from crying, there is nothing but sweet cocaine or whiskey in the jar to save my life. I want to tell you it's hard to keep my head above the waterline when a wicked messenger rains 40 years of heartbreak into the teardrops in my eyes that late last night, laughing skeletons from the closet, danced a hole around our tragic romance until I was lost in a melancholic trance where a black-throated wind cried, I hope it won't be this way always. I want to tell you at sunrise, when morning dew ripples like an ocean of diamonds, a high, lonesome sound deals death and destruction, until the seasons of my heart think I might as well be searching cruel white water for a flying turtle dove. Because without your love, there is nothing on the horizon but a long, black veil of sugary sweet cocaine creeping in the dark hollow of the ashes of our love.
I write songs during the night and I push myself to do them. So that's a big ask always, but just bear with me if it isn't perfect. But I was happy, I looked at myself this morning in the mirror and I was singing my mother's song for springtime. Like it just, she used to sing with Daddy in the car. They were very busy, they ran businesses, they had 14 kids, but when they went off in the car, they went around the lakes and she used to sing. She was out of tune, but Daddy was a great singer. And she would sing love songs with them, hold them the whole way around. And I was singing this song and I felt like crap, so this is how I felt this morning. So hopefully I'll get it right. Just bear with me. So I'll intersperse it with a bit of old violin. We'll gather lilacs in the spring again and walk together down a hilly lane until our hearts of love once more will sing when we are young in spring. Ah, and in the evening by a fire's that glow, it will talk of love and things we used to know. Your heart will tell me what I need to know when we are young in spring. Got new lines around my eyes, ma, never fail to be surprised, ma, how attractive it is to be unhappy. All these bitter, okay, those little lines we drill from all the bitter pills we swill until they finally spill down upon our bloopers. But I still think about you in the springtime when driving up Rossmore you'd start to sing in time, and you thought Nelson Eddy was her dad, and you read Jeanette MacDonald his darling Greta. And now the fireside central heating and the hedgerows are gates and fences, and the swallows don't bother to come at all. Oh, where have all the sparrows gone? We're all pussicons, crussicons, and the national pastime is just whinging. But I still think about ye in the springtime
When driving up Rossmore, you'd start to sing in time. And you thought Nelson Eddy was our dad. And you'd imagine Ned MacDonald as darling Greta. We'll gather lilacs in the spring again. And walk together down a hilly lane. Until our thoughts of love once more we'll bring. When we were young in spring, and in the evening by the fireside glow, you talk of love and things we used to know. Our heart will tell me what we need to know.
It's Latin, it means two things. It means one, birth, and the second thing it means is nation. And I suppose poem gives something, I suppose, of my feelings upon the human thing of the nation. So let's go. It's not about the land fate made us live on. Rather, the deeds or misdeeds by the living and the dead that either condemned or commended us to the shivering acre. We took many roads to get where we are, and yet we are not all in the one place. We share tongues and money, but not our kitchens, and but rarely our hearts. There is a want in us that our collectivity keeps failing to address. I don't see it as a failure of empathy. Instead, it's the dismal success of economics. Want, privation, as a perverse incentive in a world of effortless plenty. Maybe, if we took those coins from out of our mouths, we could, for once, speak freely.
Word. It's a sunny Monday with projects on the brain, not the desk early, and it's starting to rain. Asking Master Gmail what has for me today. And take a whiff off the shit it was spraying. Something rattling on about the rate I was paying for a project months past. Reach into the pocket, spat it out, we'll see you as the last laugh. You stray from your path, giving me your wrath. At least it's good to hear you're alive, you brazen little sky, robbing us of a job we could have given someone else. Heard what they felt, been a notch on their belt. Oh man, yeah, by the way, we're your job speaking. You haven't contacted us in a week and your work is late. No need to slate or cut the tape, this isn't film. Get to work, everything else can wait. Well, I'll be telling tales of tech week long into the night. So listen, when we next meet, you'd best be speaking nice. Taking down a step or two off this warlord high horse, you'll be hearing from me in due course. Maybe learn some humility and take responsibility from the fallout from your choice, but at least use your own voice. Wouldn't touch a coffee and say it to my face, quoting myself back to me, dictating the pace. I know what I said, I know where it's placed. Aren't you well read, red in the face? Leaving it in this place, you're a fucking disgrace. And honestly, it's odd to me how you've the brazen balls to smile at me. Your craft and guile inspire me, but your classless acts rile me way past the last of those laughs we were having. Now gone, Pete Tom, fuck off. And yeah, there was a rise in me when I opened up my eyes to see all my time, trust and energy spent on a cunt with no loyalty. Horror scenes, the conscience screams and grieves the death of your presence. Reality really misses you. When I'll be telling tales of tech week long into the night, so if and when we ever next meet, you'd best be speaking nice. What's rarer than seeing two snow leopards in the same day getting an apology from you? Have you read back what you sent me yet? Cunt, you haven't a clue. Where'd you learn the word respect, and who the fuck are you? Making out as though it's complex, I should beat you back black and blue. This crossword is a simplex, listen out for the clue. Then, 2, 1. Who might turn against his own in a battle, say? 7. Shocking, wanting still more from me, hoping for a spoon feed. What, waiting for a dropping penny, let's see. The first and the fifth letters, T.
Good man.
Once I think, and we're short. I wasn't going to come up, I actually living down here, and I just thought I'd come up tonight. So I might search around for something that I could read, maybe that I hadn't read before, and before that again, and before that again, and again. So I found this in a drawer, and I actually wrote it for my daughter when she turned into a teenager. She's still a teenager. It's not for fucking years, is it? Anyway, I wrote this for Robert, and I have to say that she wasn't very impressed, and I'm not me either. I'm going to give it a test anyway. It's called Being a Teen. How does it feel to be a teen? Does it feel like Halloween? Are you feeling quite serene, happy in that place between where you're going and where you've been? I don't want to caricature, but to hear these stories, you know, I'm sure, of hurricanes and mid-ature, known as teens, but immature, and the victims that they lure to arguments they cannot win, disdain delivered with a grin, logic sent into tailspin, sarcasm from somewhere within that's aimed to infiltrate the skin. Teens, I'm told, are prone to revel in the conduct of the devil, raising hell to a higher level, with pill pint every raised blood vessel, and boil it faster than a kettle. And tales abound of many a dad who woke up sane but wound up mad, with the wisdom he had always had was useless as a Nokia ad and directed at a teenage fad. Ring out the words that I hear said, you'll find new ways to wreck your head as soon as they get out of bed and hope for reason, but instead you get a look that says you're dead. Smoldering cauldrons of dissent, years of brooding discontent, wise men say and advice sent will have you pleading, please relent to a heart as set cement. You would say that's rubbish. I agree, because the teen that I now see will move that kitten from her knee, and knowing what a teen should be will make a cup of tea for me. Just to get back to real life, I've read this many times, but I haven't read it for about a year now. So Mags mentioned a bad day there earlier on, so I might as well appropriately read this while he was called a bad day as well. It's quite a fast poem, but let's give it a go. The rent is overdue, the budgie has the flu, the dog is coughing too, I have a hole in every shoe, I've not had sex since 2002. The wife says we're true.
The guards were around and spake about a stolen check from a waiter from Quebec. I got it in the neck. They left the place a wreck. They're a filthy fucking crew. The hash I got on Tick made me paranoid and sick. I overdosed on Evo stick. I said, doctor, help me quit. He said, not you again, you prick. Get in the queue. I got 40 bills to pay and another on the way. I'm on 60 fags a day of packets, that's to say. People call me the ashtray. And you. The TV detector swore, like many times before, that he'll kick in my door and a massive fine and more is what I have in store of 6 months in lieu. I've got typhoid from the sink. My car is on the blink. I must be the weakest link, I think. How much lower can I sink before I'm true? I'm on tablets, herbs and pills for a vast array of ills. I drink poutine from the hills and I've written torpedo wills, but nothing ever kills. But my legs are turning blue. Yes, everything is wrong. Every girl I know is gone. I'm hooked on Roy Orbison. I'm in every bloody song. Garden, put another on, make it two. I'm on Valium and Prozac, panic attack and no crack. I need to get back on track. The day has gone to black, not blue. I say to my psychiatrist that peace for me does not exist. And here's another twist. I think I've got the list. I think I've got the gist. I'm on God's hit list, it's true. I'm going around the bend. Don't know where it all will end. I wish someone would send me on a special friend to help my life to mend. Any one of you will do. Thank you.
End of the night so far. If you could give a big round of applause for Tanya, her champagne.